Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And today, I'd like to share with you some of the responses, the reactions to our Washington Times ad urging Donald Trump, President Trump, to recognize that he will be held responsible for any child killed by his policy regarding abortion. And so the reactions are interesting so far. One from a founding board member of National Right to Life has responded. Another from Right Wing Watch. You know those guys. So I'll share with you their reactions. And also there are, well, from a local pro-lifer who disagrees with Colorado Right to Life, Holly Coco. I'll share with you her criticism. And then from a missionary, Cal Zastro, very positive comment, and from others. That should be interesting. And if you want to read those, you just go to coloradorighttolife.org, and you'll see right at the top the Washington Times ad, and then sample reactions, pro and con. And we list the con ones first. And then also, you've been hearing about Donald Trump signing the Mexico City policy. And so we'll talk about that. And what we'll do that probably you won't hear on any other Christian or conservative political talk show is I'll quote to you from the Mexico City policy itself. And by our count, there are five loopholes in it. Five loopholes which have easily open the door for millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to go toward the promotion of abortion. Just like in America, we have the Hatch Act every year, and you can't use federal tax dollars to pay for abortions domestically. And how much did Planned Parenthood get when George W. Bush was president? $2.2 billion. How's that? You can't use tax dollars. That was the law. To pay for abortion, and George W. Bush gave Planned Parenthood $2 billion. So how effective was the Hyde Amendment? And they just, when they give Planned Parenthood, here's $2 billion, but you can't use it for abortion. And they say, no problem, we'll use it for other things. That would be like homosexuals giving Denver Bible Church $1 million and say, but don't use this to condemn homosexuality, and we'd say, no problem, brother, just pass it on over. Just put it in the collection plate. Well, we don't have a collection plate. Just tithe it. Well, we don't teach tithing at Denver Bible Church. But, so, the loopholes are not insignificant. The loopholes are significant, and what you'll hear here is I will read for you parts of the Mexico City policy that I don't think you'll hear on other Christian or pro-life or conservative talk shows, unfortunately, because they give a pass to Republicans who fund abortion and do a thousand other things to undermine the right to life of the unborn child, including by denying that the unborn child has a right to life, which is something that George W. Bush did, and that his father did, and that Donald Trump does. They say there are certain children that we advocate killing. We think you have the right to kill. And so, therefore, they deny that the child has a right to life, of course. We know that. And that's why Trump has opposed personhood and so on. Just like George W. Bush did. And so I'll share with you some quotes from the Mexico City policy. And we are very familiar with this because one of the officials under Ronald Reagan who came up with the Mexico City policy, this was in August of what, 1984. Remember, Reagan won the White House in 1980. He took office in January 1981. And so 4 years later, in the middle of the summer, there was a population conference in Mexico City. And Alan Keyes was there, dear friend of Bob and Yurt Live. He has preached from the pulpit of Denver Bible Church. He has spoken on the steps of the Capitol at Colorado Right to Life's March for Life. By the way, this year's Colorado Right to Life March for Life is this Saturday, and the first time in history it is bringing the march to the gates of hell, to the front lines, right at the abortion mill in Denver. Denver's largest killing center is the Planned Parenthood at 38th and Pontiac at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Please be there. If you can possibly get to Denver by Saturday morning, please be there. I have been given the honor, the privilege, for all these years I've been in the fight since the 1980s. And a lot of that time has been like being full-time involved in trying to stop child killing and protect the life of a child. In all those years, even though I've been, you know, very involved, I've never been asked to be the keynote speaker for a March for Life. So this is the first time. And it's also the first time that the march is at the abortion mill where it should be. Tragically, across the street, while I am speaking, mothers will be driving in to have their babies killed at Planned Parenthood. So because of just the commotion there, having a March for Life there at the mill, we are praying, Lord, please help us, that all that presence of Christians and signs and urging moms and offering them help, that that alone will reduce the number of children killed that day. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Lord, please help us if we could save a child this Saturday morning. Save a child, a little boy or a little girl. Today in Denver at Lowell and 32nd, you know, there's a bunch of restaurants there, hoity-toity area. And my brother Brian, he does Uncle Brian's Home Improvements, and my nephew Brian Enyart, we met for lunch, and right outside the restaurant were three folks, two women, two young women, and a black gentleman. And as we're walking across the street toward them, the one young woman says to me, "Would you help us and stand with Planned Parenthood?" And I said, "You mean the Planned Parenthood that dismembers unborn children, rips their arms and legs off? You mean that Planned Parenthood?" And she said, "No, no." I pointed out to her that if they did this to a cat in the womb, ripped its limbs off to kill it, I would object. And she said, "Planned Parenthood does not do anything like that." And I said, "You are uninformed. You are supporting a company that kills innocent children in the womb." And the woman with her brought up out the high holy ground of the abortion industry, rape and incest. And she said, "Women are raped." And I said to the man that was standing with them, it looked like he was trying to figure out what to do. It was unclear what he was doing talking with them. And I said to him, "Sir, abortion for incest is cruel because a man rapes his niece, impregnates her, brings her to Planned Parenthood, and they get rid of the evidence, they kill the child, and they send the victim home with her rapist to be raped again. That's what happens." And so it's just horrific, of course. It's horrific. And Lord willing, one, two, or three, that one young woman, how absurd it was that she had no idea. She absolutely had no idea that Planned Parenthood, unless she was lying, which could be, because if you are willing to kill children, of course you're willing to lie. But she seemed sincere in that she had no idea that Planned Parenthood did abortions. Or that in doing abortions, they dismember the fetus. They rip the arms and legs off of unborn children. She had no idea. So perhaps they will consider, perhaps not. But Alan Keyes, years ago, he was at this population conference in August of 1984 in Mexico City and introduced as a U.S. government official. He was Ambassador Alan Keyes, appointed by Ronald Reagan, introduced the Mexico City policy, and horrifically, by our count, it has 5 loopholes. So what he did at the time, he would never do today. He would never do today. And that's why we're familiar with this. And most Christians just assume. And they assume too much. They assume George W. Bush was against funding Planned Parenthood, and he gave them over $2 billion. How deadly was that assumption? When they should have been fighting him, and instead they were praising him and letting him sleep well every night, thinking, well, these Christians say I'm pro-life, so I must be okay with God, when he is not okay with God. So many years ago, how long ago was it? I recall that part of my life, events starting in 1994, so one phase of my life. So within the next 3 years, maybe by 1997, I wrote a letter to Ambassador Alan Keyes and mailed it to his home address. And in the letter, I brought up his role in the Mexico City policy and urged him to recognize that it's wrong to use tax dollars or any dollars to pay for the intentional killing of any children. It's wrong. And since then, and I'm not saying it was because of us here at Bob and Yurt Live or Denver Bible Church or Colorado Right to Life, but since then, Alan Keyes has been a stalwart, a hero in the fight against exceptions and against regulating the killing of children, and has opposed the funding of killing one single child and recognizing how evil that would be if we agreed that to get some benefit or other, we would fund the killing of even one child. He has said that's the devil's game. The devil would end all abortion worldwide only if everyone would agree that we would fund the killing of one baby. If we would all agree, okay, we're going to end abortion, we're just going to use our tax dollars and pay to kill one child, and then that'll be it. And Alan Keyes calls that the devil's game, because that's the goal, more so than killing unborn children. More so than that, it is to get people to consciously disobey God and agree even to participate in the slaughter of the innocent, the killing of the innocent, so that why? So that we might all be saved. That's the lie from the beginning. That's the lie from the beginning. That's why they sacrificed children on the altar to Molech. And so here are the loopholes that we have identified in the Mexico City policy. And interestingly, it's been like a football, right? Ronald Reagan, 1985, he institutes it. Bill Clinton rescinds it in 1993. George W. Bush restores it in 2001. Barack Obama rescinds it in 2009. And now Donald Trump restores it in 2017. But when he restored it, he did the same thing that George W. Bush did. He didn't repost the text of it. So most people don't even know what it says. Most people. Most people who report on it don't know what. You could read Donald Trump's executive order, his memorandum, it's called, a little different than an executive order, And you really don't know what's in the Mexico City policy because it doesn't say. And when you go back and you look at when Bush restored it and you read his executive memorandum, it doesn't say what's in it. It's very hard to find out. But I'll share with you the five loopholes that we've identified. The Mexico City policy states abortions may be performed if, and then there's the rest of that. Abortions, referrals for abortion can occur where, and then there's the rest of that. There is also governments that provide abortion can continue to receive tax dollars through federal aid, U.S. aid, and the Secretary of State, and so on. Also, you cannot get U.S. aid, federal tax dollars, foreign aid dollars, for promoting abortion as a method of family planning. You notice that? That's a qualification, right? So if you are going to promote abortion, you can't get tax dollars if you're promoting abortion, quote, as a method of family planning. Almost no one who defends abortion to receive tax dollars says, we're doing this for family planning. We're doing this for as a form of birth control. They say, we're doing this to save women's lives. We're doing this for rape and incest, like that young woman said at Lowell in 32nd today. Rape and incest, that is their high holy ground, their argument. That is what brought us to the abortion holocaust. And that is Donald Trump's position. And that is George W. Bush's position. And Bob Dole and John McCain and Mitt Romney and on and on and on. So the primary moral claim that gives us the foundation of abortion is the position of the so-called pro-life heroes of our country. That's their position. That was Planned Parenthood's position. It's like the identical position. So the Mexico City policy says abortions may be performed if the life of the mother and rape and incest. I'm shortening the text. So you could perform abortions on those three exceptions, which it's always wrong to intentionally kill a child, and you don't kill a child because of the crime of the father. So if the father's the rapist, punish him, don't kill the child. I know that's radical for a lot of Christians, but God says, don't punish the child for the crime of the father. And so when Donald Trump says, if the father's a criminal, you could kill the child, what he's saying is the child has no right to life, and in 4 years from now, we will still be killing children by the millions. Because when the pro-life heroes say that the child does not have a right to life, and here are all the circumstances in which you can kill the child, well, they're going to answer to God for every child they kill by their policies. And they certainly are not going to help us stop the killing of innocent children because they believe that some children could be killed, should be killed. You could even use tax dollars to kill them. And then here, referral, this is from Mexico City policy. Referrals for abortion. So referring for abortion as a result of rape or incest are permitted. So you're allowed to perform abortions. Abortions may be performed if referrals for abortion are permitted if you could promote abortion unless it's used as a method of family planning. So you could perform it for other reasons. You could promote it. And USA dollars can continue to support either directly or through a grantee foreign governments, even in cases where the government includes abortion in its family planning programs. So that's five loopholes. and the loopholes with George W. Bush when the Hyde Amendment was enforced during the years of George W. Bush, and George W. Bush supported it. Any Christian like here at Bob and Your Live who criticized it as being ineffective and a distraction from the reality that they're not stopping the killing of kids, they're just regulating it and with exceptions and pacifying those who want an excuse to keep voting for Republican child killers. Well, then, back then, when we criticized Republicans for the scam, what happened to us is that Christians hated us. They didn't condemn George W. Bush for giving $2 billion to Planned Parenthood. They condemned us for pointing it out. What does Paul say? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So we'll find out what happens with the Mexico City policy. But as of right now, it stands with the five loopholes. And how much money goes to governments? I mean, all this foreign aid basically should be ended. Americans should have more money kept in their own pockets. And then when foreigners are in need, then people give charity. They give willfully. And America is the most generous nation on earth, and that would happen. Instead, federal bureaucrats decide who gets what, and typically it backfires. So I want to share with you, oh, and again, the March for Life coming up this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the Abortion Mill in Denver. This is near I-70 and Quebec. Remember where the old Stapleton Airport was? Quebec, just south of I-70. And you head west, just a couple blocks south, just south of the railroad tracks, on 32nd, and just two blocks in, Pontiac, it's right there. It looks like a concentration camp. It's called Planned Parenthood. And we will be right across the street. There is a lot owned by the property owner there, has given us permission to use his parking lot for our efforts to save babies. So we will be there. All right, Colorado Right to Life's website. We have reactions pro and con to our Washington Times full-page ad to Donald Trump. If there is no God, President Trump, your abortion policy is fine, but God exists, so your abortion policy is wrong. And then the ad goes on. So here is, we got two cons and a few pros so far. Miranda Blue at Right Wing Watch. She displayed in her article our three ISIS memes that we've described to you that are in our Washington Times ad. It's extremely attention getting. And somehow she concluded about us. She said that these pro-lifers are comparing their rival pro-life groups to ISIS. She's saying we're comparing National Right to Life to ISIS. It's like, what? You know, stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. Miranda is either willfully ignorant or lying. Our memes compare regulating the killing of the innocent to the absurdity of trying to regulate ISIS. Yet somehow, Miranda Blue and her editors there at the Right Wing Watch, they think that we are, quote, comparing incrementalist pro-lifers to ISIS. What a piece of work, huh? So we have two questions. First, does Miranda Blue smoke pot? And secondly, would someone who advocates dismembering children hesitate to lie? She wouldn't hesitate to lie. She just misrepresents it, knowing that her audience, the readers at Right Wing Watch, they're not going to figure it out. They're just going to be glad to assume that we're evil. And that's, you know, so that's what she's dishing up to her base. Here is a pro from one of the founders of National Right to Life who wrote the following when he forwarded our Washington Times piece to his friends, he wrote, quote, "This is a great and powerful ad. I am glad to support it with my donation. I hope you will as well, John E. Archibald, attorney." Cool. Thank you, John Archibald. Here is a con from Holly Coco, local Colorado pro-lifer who's against fighting for personhood. "The absurdity of attacking allies for life because they are not perfectly in lockstep with your approach is as helpful as participating in a circular firing squad." Well, it's colorful. But there are many pro-life groups that we work with, and we've listed their names like on the front page of American Right to Life, that we have very different approaches with them, very different. And even if a pro-life group is somewhat incompetent or inept, we still are happy to work with them. It's only when they're immoral, when they do something that's immoral, that's wrong, that's when we rebuke them. That's it. We're happy to work with people with different approaches. Go ahead, vindictively target a president. So she's judging us, right? She's judging our motives. Vindictively target a president who is trying, albeit imperfectly, to help by our cause. But you'll need to accomplish your incredibly ignorant activity with someone else's money, not mine, Holly Coco. Okay. So Colorado Right to Life replied on their website there, "Holly, thank you for writing. Would you consider reading the ad again? You will see that we did not attack President Trump. We told him the truth and respectfully urged him to do what is right. Donald Trump probably sleeps well each night, being affirmed by so many who profess Christ. Yet he needs to know that God will hold him accountable for each child he intentionally kills. Those who hide that from him, do they love him or are they using him? Hopefully, if he ever comes to understand this, he will open his heart to the Lord and to the little ones. The Apostle Paul asked, 'Have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth?'